Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are sharing a message on the Holy Spirit. We've already begun talking about the Holy Spirit. We've seen the fact that the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead. In the beginning, God, that's Elohim, plural word for God, denoting the three persons in the Godhead. He was involved in the creation. The Spirit of God moved or brooded and was ready to bring forth, that means, the things that the Father had spoken forth as He released His Word. In Job 26:13, it says, "By His Spirit He garnished, decorated, adorned the heavens." In Job 33:4, "The Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty has given us life." The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, the third person of the Godhead. He's the promise of the Father. He's the Spirit of truth, and He's the Comforter who's leading in and guiding us. He's the eternal Spirit, and He's God, the person who's come to dwell inside you. You need to realize that God, the Holy Spirit, is in you, and you need to get God inside-minded and learn to listen unto Him. He is a person. He guides us. He leads us. He speaks to us. He's the one who teaches us. He reproves us. He's going to bring forth things of Jesus. And remember, He always testifies and glorifies of the things of Jesus. He will call us. He will direct us. And we must realize that we can grieve Him or insult Him. We can tempt Him or resist Him. And this is important, that we do not allow these things to occur in our life. We want to be sure that we cooperate with the Holy Spirit. His qualities is He is omnipotent, all-powerful. He's an all-powerful God. The power of the highest overshadowed Mary. That was the Holy Spirit coming upon her to bring the Word into her, the Word becoming flesh. He is all-powerful. He's involved in bringing forth a new creation. He's involved in bringing forth your healing and delivering you and setting you free. Jesus would cast out demons by the Spirit of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And healing would come forth by the power of the Holy Spirit. It says He was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. And He brought forth healing of all those that were oppressed of the devil. He is all-powerful. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. He also is omnipresent. He's all present. Psalms 139:7. "Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence?" God is all present. God, the Holy Spirit, is all present. He's with us, and He's in us, and He's dwelling throughout the world, and He is at work to bring people to the place of repentance. He reproves the world of the sin of not believing on Jesus, and He convicts them of the righteousness of, and also of judgment. The fact that if we do not receive Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, that we would be under the judgment that has come upon the prince of this world, who is Satan. He's also omniscient. That means He's all-knowing. 1 Corinthians 2:10, "God reveals things unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. What man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God." One of the important things that the Holy Spirit does is brings forth revelation of the knowledge of God. He's all-knowing, and you need to listen unto Him because He's got the answers for you. If you'll learn to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit and follow Him, you will have the all knowledge at your disposal. The Holy Spirit will be leading you and guiding you. Now we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit in the Old Covenant today. In the Old Testament era, the Holy Spirit was with men, and He came upon men, but He was not in them. Remember, he spoke in John 14:16 that the Holy Spirit is with you and shall be in you. The in you time was when the New Testament would come into being, when men would be restored unto God, made righteous, and would receive Jesus Christ, their personal Lord and Savior, and be regenerated and brought back into right standing with God. Then the Holy Spirit could come and dwell in that new recreated spirit, the new creation in Christ Jesus. In the Old Covenant, though, he was with men and upon them. And God was dwelling in temples made with hands after, when that tabernacle was built in the Old Covenant. He did not indwell men. Now in the New Covenant, he's dwelling in temples made without hands. Praise God, that is in us. He couldn't dwell inside people's spirit in the Old Covenant because they were spiritually dead. They were separated from God. They were under the dominion and control of Satan. And now that because they were not in right relationship with God, the Holy Spirit, who's holy, cannot come and dwell in a spirit that is right with God, that's not right with God. In the Old Testament, though, the Holy Spirit would be actively working and bringing forth the will of God. It talked about how he came upon men. 1 Samuel 16:13, Samuel took the horn of oil, anointed him in the midst of his brethren, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. The Holy Spirit would come upon men, and there'd be an anointing upon them to do the will of God. The anointing was on the prophets and the priests and the kings to go forth and to carry out the will of the Father. In Judges chapter 14, here in verse 5, it says, Samson went down, and he came down to the vineyards of Timnath, and this is where a young lion roared against him, and it says, the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent him as he would have rent a kid. The Spirit of God was upon him to do the works, but he wasn't dwelling in him, but he was upon him. In Judges 14:19, here's another place. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he went down, and that's where he slew those enemies, slew those men. It was by the power of the Spirit of God. In Judges 15:14, speaking of Samson, it said, the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the cords that were upon his arms became as flax that were burnt with fire, and his bands loosed from off his hands. The Spirit of God was the one to help him to overcome that situation that he was in. In Numbers 11:25, it talks about the Holy Spirit resting upon those in the Old Covenant, and then they would do the things of God. They'd speak His Word. They would prophesy out. It says, the Lord came down in a cloud, spake unto them, took of the Spirit that was upon him, and gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass, when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not cease. What happened? The Spirit of God would come upon them, and they would prophesy in the Old Covenant. And that's what happened. The prophets were throughout the Old Covenant were having the Holy Spirit resting upon them, and they were prophesying out the things of God. And this is important to realize. The Holy Spirit could fill people in the Old Testament, but not be dwelling in them. This was the Holy Spirit anointing, filling them, resting upon them, coming upon them to do what God wanted them to do. And you're going to find out as we go through the series, there's a difference between the baptism and the filling and the receiving of the Holy Spirit. And we'll be talking about that in future broadcasts. In Exodus 31:2, it says, see, I've called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all the manner of workmanship. Notice it said, I've filled him with the Spirit of God. In the Old Covenant, men and women could be filled with the Spirit of God for the purpose of what God wanted them to do. The filling is always for service, to serve the Lord. He filled them with wisdom, understanding, knowledge, all manner of workmanship for him to construct the tabernacle, praise God. Also, they would be filled with the Spirit to prophesy out. In the Old Covenant era, before Jesus went to the cross, in Luke 1:13, the angel said unto him, fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayers heard. Thy wife Elizabeth is going to bear a son, and you're going to call his name John. This is John the Baptist. And in verse 15, it says, he'll be great in the sight of the Lord. He will drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. Remember, this is before anybody could be born again. John the Baptist was not born again. The Holy Spirit wasn't dwelling in his spirit, but the Holy Spirit filled him for the purpose of the service of the Lord, of the prophet's ministry that God had called him to. In Luke 1:41, Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary. The babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. This is when the John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she spake out with a loud voice, and blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And here we see the fact that Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak forth and prophesy out the things by the Spirit of God. In Luke chapter 1, verse 67, Zechariah was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied. In the Old Testament period, the Holy Spirit would come upon men, it would rest upon them, it would give them wisdom, they would be filled with the Holy Spirit of God in order to do the things that God had called them to do. But again, remember, the Holy Spirit was not dwelling in them because man was not right with God. Now the Holy Spirit, during this period, it was prophesied continually by the prophets of things that were going to come. Joel chapter 2, verse 28, it says, "It's come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh." He was prophesying of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that was going to come forth. And he talks about how your sons and daughters will prophesy, your old men will dream dreams, your young men will see visions, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids, in those days will I pour out my Spirit. And of course this was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost when Peter got up there and recited that, declaring that this is that which Joel spoke of. In Ezekiel 26:26, we also see the prophecy of the new birth and of the receiving of the Holy Spirit to come and dwell in us. In Ezekiel 36:26, he said, "A new heart also will I give you, a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh, and I'll put my Spirit within you." That's the Holy Spirit. That's differentiated from the a new spirit, which is the Spirit of Christ that we get when we're born again. In verse 27, he said, "I'll put my Spirit, the Holy Spirit, within you." Speaking of the Holy Spirit's going to come and dwell in us. He was with them in the Old Testament, but now he's going to be with us and in us, within us in the New Testament. And it says he'll cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. Praise God. We see in Matthew chapter 3, when John the Baptist, who was filled with the Holy Ghost, went forth, he was preaching in the wilderness, he was declaring the kingdom of heaven was going to come to pass, and by the Spirit of God, he was speaking to prepare the way of the Lord, and to bring these things into manifestation. All these things that were going on by the action of the Holy Spirit was the presence upon men, resting upon them, the anointing upon them, upon the prophets and the priests and the kings. They would prophesy out the Word of God, they would paint a picture of Jesus by speaking the Word of God. The Holy Spirit filling was occurring. They were filled with the Holy Spirit for the purpose of the Holy Spirit bringing forth His will and His Word and the things that He wanted to speak forth and do in the Old Testament era. But remember, He wasn't dwelling in them. Now we're going to talk more on this in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As you have received the Word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street, North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.